is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan.
Person possibly shot in front of the Hilton Hotel.
Early morning police call in New York City for a deadly shooting, what's called a brazen targeted attack outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel that left the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, dead. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Many people passed the suspect, but he appeared to wait for his intended target. The suspect fled, first on foot, then on an e-bike, and was last seen in Central Park on Center Drive.
CBS's Anna Schechter.
A pool of people in this industry, in the insurance industry, would have known that he was going to be attending the conference and likely speaking at the conference.
Well, now to Washington, where Pete Hegseth tried a confident approach as he went in to meet again today with Republican senators.
I spoke to the president-elect this morning. He said, keep going, keep fighting. Find your way.
Keep fighting, he says President-elect Trump told him. CBS's Scott McFarland says scandals that have emerged have put the defense secretary pick on his heels.
Over the past 24 hours in particular, talking to senators, you can just feel the softening of their support and the hardening of their questions about Pete Hegseth. Some of the most ardent Trump loyalists in the Senate, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, both over the past 24 hours have said that they have concerns about these accusations, especially the ones that have just surfaced.
The Supreme Court hearing arguments today in a major transgender rights case, a challenge to a Tennessee law that bans gender-affirming care for minors. Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
England's pulling back and Sweden's pulling back. It strikes me as, pretty heavy yellow light, if not red light, for this court to come in, the nine of us, and to constitutionalize the whole area.
Rescuers have concerns as they search for a grandmother who apparently fell into a 30-foot sinkhole while looking for her lost cat above an old coal mine in western Pennsylvania. They say the mine is crumbling and it's complicating efforts. CBS's Jim Krasula on a major fine over child labor at a Midwestern factory.
A sanitation contractor has been fined nearly $172,000 after federal authorities discovered that the company employed 11 children to do, quote, dangerous overnight cleaning work at a pork processing plant in Iowa. It was the second time such a company was found using children at the Seaboard Triumph Foods pork factory in Sioux City, Iowa.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 180 points, NASDAQ up 196, S&P up 23. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A cold front brings gusty winds and a little snow today. A wind advisory is in effect this afternoon through midnight. Forecasters are warning of blowing snow and reduced visibility, along with sub-zero wind chills expected through tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already facing child-related sex crime charges now has additional charges in Racine County, including felony child enticement. A preliminary hearing for Anna Crocker is scheduled for next week. The state DNR is reporting a slight increase in deer hunters this year, with about 790,000 licenses sold. There was a total harvest of about 190,000 deer. The season was notably safe, with only one non-fatal firearm-related incident reported. And in its inaugural year, the Gateway Technical College eSports program achieved success. Three of their teams reached the Eastern College Athletic Conference playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half. And then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, getting to Vegas.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. We feel like we've been playing good ball, too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting, so it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Stevie Wonder, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. This song from Simon and Garfunkel, written by Paul Simon, as so many of them were. Paul, when he wrote it, thought, this is too simple. It was too easy. This won't be a hit. Wrong.
When you're weary, feeling small. And friends. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
she's crazy.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. A quick reminder that there is an important event happening at City Hall on Sunday at 4 p.m. And it's being co-sponsored by the City of Racine Department of Community Safety and other local groups. And it is honoring the victims and survivors of violence. Again, a candlelight vigil, Sunday, 4 p.m. at City Hall. If you want more details than I can give you, listen to Don Rosen tomorrow in the morning on WRJN.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Timeless hits, and now Christmas classics. Here's Durbin Girl, WRJN.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within.
Thank you.
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
W-R-J-N.
Hits WRJN and high school basketball underway with a game Friday night. 7 o'clock is a tip-off when Case hosts Franklin, and you can hear the game here on WRJN. Now an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A student at Indian Trail High School in Kenosha was arrested after bringing a gun to school on Monday. Officials found out through a tip received through social media. School officials and police did detain the students, but they only found the weapon after the teen was processed through the jail intake. An initial search failed to find it. The student is in custody and police say no threats were made by the kid with the weapon. Numbers from the hunt are in. Derek Tritz has more about the deer harvest.
The Wisconsin DNR has released preliminary license and harvest totals for this year's gun deer season. Preliminary figures show a slight increase in Wisconsin deer hunters from the same time period last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023 sales, up from 2023's 788,000. These figures might indicate an end to a downward trend in hunter participation, according to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
And that's really good news given the long-term trend we've been describing that we've seen over the last couple of decades of a slow decline in participation. And so License sale numbers actually a hair up this year compared to last year. That's good to see.
Preliminary harvest totals showed that Wisconsin hunters registered 89,787 antler deer and 99,835 antlerless deer for a total of 189,662 deer for the 2024 gun deer season. This is a 5.2% increase from last year's harvest total.
In its first year of existing, the Gateway Technical College esports program had some success. Three of its teams reached the Eastern College Athletic Conference playoffs. A statement from the school says the successful debut in collegiate play highlights the potential of Gateway's esports program. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Timeless hits on WRJN featuring people like Don Rosen, Kurt Goldman, Chris Morrow,
Those are just the announcers.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. When there's no one else around. I'm gonna take you, girl, and hold you. And do all the things I told you.
Ha ha ha!
News Timeless Hits, and now Christmas Classics, too. I love the joy of this song.
Could only happen to me. Can't you see?
only two instruments in that song, a drummer and a keyboardist on an organ. Lee Michaels, the drummer's name, why do I remember this? Frosty. That's all he was known as, was Frosty, the drummer on Do You Know What I Mean? Lee Michaels, great song. I'm Dan Marcus, reminding you that Christmas songs are here. Listen for them on WRJN. We also have Paul Harvey. What more could you ask for? You can hear Paul Harvey twice a day, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again in the noon hour, the rest of the story at 12:05 on WRJN.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any class a car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby,
you lost that love.
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a
WRJN and the King. Thank you very much.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't?
Indian Ocean.